Well, hello. Good morning, good evening, good night for, I don't know, somebody. Night. But I was thinking about how to finish this work, because I want to finish. Then I want to hear you guys, Isaac or Itachi, if you have a proposal or any thoughts, any ideas of how can we handle this to finish this work soon? I don't know. Do you have any suggestion? Maybe more meetings, more conference calls. Maybe share the document more frequently, the email, or I don't know. I want to hear if you have some ideas about strategy to work faster on this work. It's a long time. I want to finish.
Maybe Luis, this is Bart.
Yes.
Before Itachi and Isaac answer the question, maybe it's a good thing to understand what are the open issues in your view and the working group's view. So what we need to deliver is, say, clear from the charter at this stage. It is a suggestion of outsourcing or insourcing, costs associated with running an incident response, a bit on governance structure, proposals for different models, and if the working group suggests a say outsourcing, and that's what we've been working on, or the working group has been working on, the RFP or a draft proposed RFP. So these were the originally identified working items. Now, what needs to be covered? Where are we in doing so? What is the gap between what we've got right now and what we're supposed to deliver?
Yes. Do you ask me?
Sorry?
Are you asking me? What is the gap?
What is the
gap?
Okay.
I think what our first delivery is the term of reference for request of information to have a quote about the estimated cost of the service, insource or outsource. But we need an idea how much we cost this. And the way I think is create this. Finish this document with the term of reference. We already have some ideas what could be the proposal of government of these the contact repository implementation, and we can work after we have a quote or a price of the service for a reference. Then we can work on define some governance proposals to be reviewed by the council, I think.
Yeah.
And then after the council, I'm not so clear what seems to go to the council and what seems to come out from the council. But I think they must approve if this contact repository implementation will go out in request of thermal reference for a contract or higher savings.
So the first step is the first step, and I think say what you said. I would advise the working group to aim at the Beijing meeting, and the reason is say it needs to be normally the way it works is that a working group presents its results to the community, and based on the sense of the CCTLD present and their own thinking, the council will make a decision.
Okay.
So what it effectively means that, say, we aim, say, as we aim for Beijing, say that 2 weeks before the Beijing meeting, we have a final product. Yeah?
Okay. Which product?
And the product will be, and now we're getting into, that's why I asked about the gap, is, say, terms of reference for such a thing and explaining what the purpose of the terms of reference is. But that's fairly easy. So we got the terms of reference nearly finalized, I would say.
Okay. That is a good approach, what we need to do.
Yeah.
This document we're working on is in terms of reference. Well, but in what moment we can have a quote from to have an idea of the price?
I would do it this way. So do it stage. Say first of all, say what is lacking is the bit of the governance models.
And what I would suggest
that say. We have a final look at the terms of reference because I think we got some material already in there. And the only thing that's really lacking as far as I recall is the governance models.
Yeah, yes. We have some proposals looking at the governance model of the IT trusted introducer.
Yeah.
But we need to finish. Yes, we need to talk about that maybe and to have some.
Let's say we got the bucket of governance models that needs to be finished. That's one. Then we have the bucket of the terms of reference, which is nearly done. And the purpose and what probably needs to be included is something like an introductory of the terms of reference, what it, say, how the working group suggests to use it. Is it going out to get a quote? So that is the cost, because that's the big elephant in the room. Or is it used as, somebody else is going to do it, it could be used as a starting point for the request for proposal.
Okay.
So that should be included in the introduction.
Okay.
So you make very, or the working group should make very clear what the purpose and function of this document is.
Okay.
And then we add something, and maybe that's something, maybe as a starter, you and I work on the governance models and put it onto a call. Because then I think, going back to the terms of the charter, I think we're almost done.
I missed that last part. Do you think we're almost done with what we...
With the first stage.
Okay.
And the first stage is to go back to the community and introduce them. Okay, so that's more process description. Say the first step is, so that needs to be added as well, is if you look at the charter of the working group, is we started with the results of the first one, the incident response stuff. Say the slide. We've taken this, we've looked at it, how to approach it. We came up with the following model, is because there are so many unknowns, we've looked into ways that such a repository should work. That is Hitoshi's slides.
Yes.
That was the starting point. Say, putting it a structural overview of what needs to happen and what needs to be, how it could work. Secondly, based on that one and based on discussions internally and externally, we came up, the working group came up with terms of reference for such a repository. And then the third element and the terms of reference will be used to seek clarification on the cost, because that's the big unknown. And then the third one is potential governance models. And then we need to, and that's something that we still need to work on.
Okay.
So,
yes,
so
okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, sure. Okay.
Yeah, so we bucketized it. So my suggestion would be is that you and I will work on the governance, a draft for the governance working, for the governance structure, send it to the working group, and for, say, for the next call, that, say, the members of the working group review the current terms of reference again, and that so we have a full discussion next time on the governance model and on the terms of reference. And if these two big pieces are, meet consensus of the working group, then we can work on the introduction.
Okay.
And then if you want to do it quickly, so I would suggest that we reconvene by the end of. By the end of January, because due to all the holiday season, and then we do a 2 weeks call up till say mid March, and then we're done. So effectively, 2-3 more calls, and we have some prep time until January.
Okay. Yes, I was thinking about to have a call mid January or at the end of January.
I suggest the end of January, because that provides us and everybody some time to really prepare for it. So we send out the reminder by the middle of January. Say this is for the next call. That say the other working groups review the terms of reference again, and you and I work on the governance model, and then we discuss it. These two items at the first conference call in January. End of January.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. I agree. In the term of reference we interview in Toronto, there's some things I like to other members of the working group interview it specifically.
Yeah.
For example, I want to ask Itochi if he can review the description of the flows or of the process of the repository according with the diagram he wrote before. Then if something is missing, and then add it to the text, or if something is not clear in the way that the diagram is go. Then put it on the document. Then I want to ask Toshi if it's possible to review the text of the document to fit the diagram diagram used to explain the process of the repository. And the other thing you mentioned, Bart, in Toronto was the use cases.
Yeah.
This case is based on the original charter or the original or the past working group incident response, and if it's possible to review the document, maybe I want to ask Isaac to have the use cases from the charter and to check if that is covered in the document. If not, maybe have some fixes. Write the document. What is missing in the document in that way, or review it. If it's right, put it on document. And the other thing you mentioned, Bert, was a good idea. Antonietta is not here in the call, but I want to ask her to review the grammar because she is a native speaker.
Yeah.
Then she can help us with that. I was thinking about this. I don't know if you have any Itochi or Isaac. Any complaint about this or any suggestion? Because in this way, you can keep working on this, and Barb and I can working on governance process. And we can review all these change or reviews by the end of January. What do you think?
If I look at it, I think Isaac has an agreement on, say, the mark on in the Adobe.
Ah, okay. Okay, great.
Itochi, are you okay with this?
It's okay.
Okay.
So, Luis, maybe the best thing to do is either you or I send out an email with the action items to the working group.
Yes, sure.
And then include, say, suggested dates for the next conference call.
Okay. We're talking about end of January. Is good for you, Itochi and Isaac, end of January?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Isaac? Or maybe what is just as easy is...
Okay, there's Grace Han.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you agree, Isaac? Then, okay. Or do you want to say something? Okay. Then I will send an email then with these past proposals and with the suggesting dates for the next call, maybe the last week of January, to have all these tasks done by that day,
yeah.
And review the new document with all this.
Luis, this is Barton.
And, yes.
And maybe add something that we say, something, I don't know whether, say this time is fine, but we need to check with the FOI working group if we take Thursdays. If that as of the end of January, we do it, say either the 31st or the 24th, and then move forward on a two-weekly basis.
Yes, I want to do that. Two-week basis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris,
great.
Huh?
Yes, great. And then I will send an email with these remarks. Maybe we have. Conference call of the last meeting in January to release. Any other?
Sorry, Luis. Christina?
Yes.
Do you know when the FOI is in January?
Oh, January. I can check it fairly quickly, I think. It should be on the calendar. Just one moment. The specific date? The January call is on 24th. And it's a 19 UTC, so we could still do 24. This time.
Yeah, or to avoid any collision, we start the 31st.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then every 2 weeks. So the 31st,
yes.
The 14th, and the 28th.
Is this a good time?
Yes.
Is 12 UTC a good time?
and maybe a bit. Hitoshi, is this okay for you?
Okay.
Okay. So we do it. The only thing is Gillette, but maybe she can even do it by email. And then say and the final one is on the 14th, March.
Okay. Yeah, I will schedule these calls.
Yeah. So Louise?
Yes.
So include the 31st, the 14th, the 28th of February, and then the 14th of March.
Okay.
And all at noon UTC.
Okay.
And say we from the Secretariat will send out reminders as soon as we're getting closer, but included in the email, so with the action items, etc., for whom?
Okay. Sure. Then, I don't know if we can, anybody have some comment or something?
Louise?
Yes?
Just because you were keeping the, say, the final document, maybe it's a good thing to distribute the final version you have to the whole working group as well as an attachment.
Okay, yes, sure.
And add the date of today as version number.
Yes. Yes, sure. Anything else? Let me check. I said if she has an agree mark. Okay. Okay. I think we are done. I don't know if anybody has anything to share, or if not, we can finish here and start working on these proposals.
Yes. That's
okay. It. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bart, for the light. Thank you, Christina, for your help.
Sure,
and,
thank you.
Yes. See you guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Hitoshi.